In West Africa, the man who has led Liberia through 14 years of trouble is out. Charles Taylor today handed over power to his vice president, Moses Blah. The Associated Press news agency quotes a Liberian saying of former President Taylor, "I can hardly believe it. He has brought too much suffering on the Liberian people. His absence is better than his presence." Later today on All Things Considered, we'll have a report from Monrovia. Earlier today, I spoke with Charles Stith. He's former ambassador to Tanzania, now director of the African Presidential Archives and Research Center at Boston University. And I asked him what difference it makes that Charles Taylor has stepped down.
Well, it certainly represents an opportunity for Liberia to put this tumultuous 14-year period behind it and to set itself on a course where democratization and free market reform can begin to take root.
Can I ask you, Mr. Ambassador, why is it that so many heads of state in Africa, so many presidents, seem to stay on for a long time? They have difficulty agreeing to leave office.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. I think one is historical. After many of these states received independence in the late 50s and 60s, until the fall of the wall and the dissolution of the former Soviet Union, it was really where the hot war of the Cold War was played out. And so you had the people in office that were being supported by the Russians on the one hand, the United States on the other hand, as surrogates in that Cold War the face-off. And as a result, there were disincentives for folks to move out of office. I think beyond that, for many of these guys, the big question is, what do you do after the presidency? And unfortunately, there have not been too many options.
When you mean, what do you do? What do you mean? Can't they just retire?
Well, they could theoretically just retire. And we've seen that happen in a number of cases. I mean, starting with people like Julius Nyerere in Tanzania. And then Nelson Mandela, of course. But in the main, you know, the big issue is what ways can they continue to be productive? But, you know, the good news is that there are 14 countries on the continent that are taking this whole issue of peaceful succession seriously. Hopefully, folks like Charles Taylor will be the exception. And aberrations rather than the rule.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.
Charles Stith was ambassador to Tanzania during the Clinton administration. He's the director of the African Presidential Archives and Research Center at Boston University.